Welcome to audio file number 5, another life lesson from Scruffy. Do you have a group of friends that you hang around with? I think that most of us have. But did you consider that we often also have people around us that are not part of our regular group of friends, but are sitting at the sidelines watching what we do? I work as a pharmacist and spend most of my time in the public eye. It amazes me when people come in for their prescriptions and casually mention something that they have seen me do or have knowledge about from my home life. Here's an example. I remember being temporarily lost on a short kayak trip to the Aird Island, just a little ways out from the Spanish marina in the North Channel. That day, the waves built up and my friend and I chose a wrong channel around an island and got a little misplaced, not really lost. My husband was anxiously waiting for us to join him at this island and after a few hours got worried enough to call the Coast Guard, who then went searching for us. Well, long story short, we were found safe and sound. Well, here's the point. By the time we got back to Spanish the next day, all my neighbors and people I didn't even really know knew that I had been lost and teased me about it mercilessly. People had been watching. How weird is that? What occurred to me after that day was that if I was watched, then I had better make sure that my actions reflected my beliefs. I had the potential to lead people the wrong way. Pretty scary. Scruffy is a picture of us. He had a very loyal gang called the Scruff Kids that did whatever he did. He knew that they followed him. Indeed, he encouraged them to do so. But he did not take his responsibilities to lead well. Seriously, do we? Life lesson number 3. We influence more people than we realize. So, lead well.